Our reading this evening is from Luke, the 12th chapter. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You may have noticed that the hymn we just sung is one that we sung this last Sunday, and that is because as we were singing it on Sunday, I was struck by the lyrics, the final verse specifically, which says, "Father, providing food for your children, by your wise guiding, teach us to share, one with another, so that rejoicing with us, all others may know your care." So you see, as with many hymns, this one includes a prayer. And the prayer that it says is that the Lord would teach us to share. And this struck me last Sunday because I doubt that is a prayer that many adults pray. Sure, we teach our children to share as they are growing up. We do not want them to be greedy. We do not want them to be selfish. And so we tell them to share with their brothers and their sisters and their friends. But unless I am unusual here, being without the supervision and the direction of a parent or other authority is one of the things that we like best about growing up and being on our own. And one of the things that quickly gets left behind is the thought that others can or should tell us what we can do with our possessions, with our time, with our money. For us, adulthood is almost synonymous with running our own affairs, doing whatever we want. And what we want is centered on us. But then we come across a gospel reading like the one we have here from Luke chapter 12. And it is clear that the man who only gave thought to himself and how what came his way was going to benefit him, what is clear from Jesus teaching this parable is that that man was in the wrong. And that we are too, if we think and we act just like he did. He was a rich man. He was blessed with even more. And then he has to think about what he is going to do with all that he has been blessed with. As you know, he settles on a life of ease for himself. He saw this wealth as security and comfort for his future, and he tells himself that he can eat, drink, and rejoice. But immediately, Jesus said, God chats with him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you." Jesus ends the parable with this warning, "So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Now, we can either hear that and take it as a warning, or we could act like the man in the parable. It seems like the hymn verse is correct. God wants us to share. He is our Father, we are his children, and just as we tell our children to share, God tells us to share. Now, if you look through the rest of Luke chapter 12, you'll see that this gospel reading is in the midst of a discussion that Jesus is having, and much of the discussion is about how much God cares for us, what he gives to us. But when we read it, our sinful ears only pick up on what we think is being taken from us. Please note, however, what God wants the man to do is of benefit for the man. God is not going to be short on cash if the man does not share. It is the man who is hurt when he holds on to all of these earthly riches for himself. God only wants to help the man when he is telling him to share. So also with us. We can become selfish and greedy, only caring for our own earthly comforts, or we can listen to our Savior, the one who gave up everything that he had so that we might be his. That was his great joy. That is why he goes to the cross and the grave. And we must see in him the pinnacle of not only what God has done for us, but also what we as men and women are supposed to be, and see him as our example. And in that, come to believe that he knows what is best for us. Lord, teach us to share. Amen.